Praise the Lord and good morning, people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen." Hallelujah. What a beautiful scripture. What a beautiful reminder of the shed blood of Jesus for us on the cross of Calvary. And the dominion that Jesus has given to us, the dominion that was in the Garden of Eden that God gave to Adam and Eve. You know, he said that, you know, when he made them in his own image, he gave them dominion. He said, "You be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it." And the same thing in the book of Revelation, that the dominion aspect that started in Genesis, in the book of Revelation, Jesus talks about the same thing. And so, mighty brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to understand that it is by the blood of Christ you and I have access into the throne room of God. And by the blood of Christ, you and I are justified and sanctified and glorified. It is by the blood of Christ that you and I are made righteous. And we are righteousness-conscious people. And we thank God for that, because without which we will be living in guilt and condemnation every day. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "Therefore now there is no condemnation in them, those who are in Christ Jesus." As you and I are in Christ Jesus, we abide in him. It is his blood that cleanseth us. It is his blood that empowers us. And therefore we need to thank God. We have dominion over our domain, that in our sphere of our living, we will live holy unto Jesus, especially during this season. I was listening to a beautiful hymn written by Charles Wesley, and you know, it talks about amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldest die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldest die for me? It says, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain, for me, who him to death pursued. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite, his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. No condemnation now I dread, I am my Lord's, and he is mine, alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteous divine." I will attach the link. You can hear that song and bless your heart. So my dear brothers and sisters, live in the joy and freedom of being alive in him and free of all condemnation, and have a great, big, wonderful day today in the presence of Jesus. Yeah, let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. The 7th of March, O Lord God Almighty, we are in the land of the living to bless your name, to praise your holy name, to give you the glory through our lives, to live holy lives unto you, that you will be well pleased with us, because we know that you are coming soon, and you are coming for a church that is spotless, wrinkleless, guileless, O Lord God Almighty, without any sin, without any spot. I ask of you, Abba Father God, that you will purge and purify us by your blood today. And Father, with that righteousness consciousness, we will lead and live an overcoming life today in the presence of God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you that you have given us and made us kings and priests unto the Lord, that we will have dominion over our domain, and we'll be priests unto God and unto men. Oh Father, we thank you for that priesthood of God that you have given unto us. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you'll make us worshipers of Yeshua as we embark on this 40 days of fasting and prayer. I ask of you, Father God, that you'll fill our hearts and our minds with the things of God, with heaven, O God. Revive us again in accordance to the theme, O Father God, of our fasting and prayer. And I pray that we will be, O Father, a living army of God that moves at the command of Yeshua the Messiah and accomplishes the task that you have given us in, O Lord God Almighty, winning many souls for Jesus and leading our lives for the glory of your name. I pray as your people have stepped out to the jobs and to the businesses, you'll grant them glory and grace. You will bless them and be with them, O Father. The ones who are sick in our midst, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. And I speak, O Lord God Almighty, your life into their mind and into their body in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up for prayer tonight at 8 p.m. Bye for now.